So, on that basis, Nelson Mandela was a terrorist or not?
Well, Nelson Mandela was part of a freedom fighter movement. And of course, this is one of the long-standing debates going back many, many decades, whether freedom fighters or indeed armed conflict against an occupying power should be regarded as terrorism. Some of the international best practice standards suggest that armed conflict should instead be regulated by international humanitarian law, the area of law that's built to regulate war, and terrorism instead should be peacetime violence subject to domestic criminal law. The US drug war in Venezuela, that's not a real war, according to international law, but President Trump, of course, is suggesting that it is.
Yeah, so let's just deal with these two other sort of current issues. And you mentioned the Venezuelan one, so that first of all, how much legal opinion is there supporting the characterization of suspected drug smugglers, maybe organized crime, being terrorists?
The mainstream overwhelming international legal opinion is that this is not a war or an armed conflict, that there is no right to use military force to simply essentially murder narco traffickers on the high seas. Of course, the US government has put its legal view that it is covered by international humanitarian law and that somehow drug deaths in the United States are somehow equivalent to an armed attack on the United States, allowing it to exercise self-defense. But of course, that's nonsense in legal terms, and no serious international lawyer worth their salt believes that.